This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Labor Department is proposing to allow 16 and 17-year-old workers to operate unsupervised patient lifting devices in nursing homes and hospitals. The regulation would reverse an Obama-era policy that permitted teens to operate such machinery only if they had 75 hours training and were supervised by an adult, along with other limits. The SEC filed a lawsuit against Elon Musk, the chief executive of Tesla, accusing him of making false public statements with the potential to hurt investors. Some estimate the cost of hundreds of billions of dollars. Lawsuit filed in federal court in New York seeks to bar Mr. Musk from serving as an executive or director of publicly traded companies. 40,000 airport workers are now on a path to earning at least $19 an hour, the highest minimum wage set by any public agency in the country. The pay increase, which was approved unanimously by the commissioners of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, will raise the wages of perhaps tens of thousands of workers over the next 5 years, culminating a campaign by SEIU. Brazilian oil company Petrobras has agreed to an $853 million settlement with the U.S. and Brazilian authorities to end years-long investigations tied to one of the biggest corruption schemes ever uncovered. South Korean prosecutors indicted the board chairman of Samsung Electronics Company for violating labor union laws while he served as chief financial officer at Samsung Electronics from 2012 to 2017. UN estimates that 1.6 million Venezuelans have left their country since 2015 and that as many as 1.8 million could migrate this year. Dozens of doctors checking migrants in the country have a history of violations, according to the report of a federal watchdog agency, including one who sexually exploited patients. American Bar Association called on the Senate Judiciary Committee to halt the confirmation vote for Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court, saying it should not move forward until an FBI investigation into the sexual assault allegations against him can be completed. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 and our labor unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.